See if you can notice how the mind can be like an open space. Like a big sky. And of course, in the big space of the mind, there will be sounds that are being heard, and there will be thoughts that come and go, sensations, of course. But as we're settling in, see if you can recognize the space-like quality of the mind, the heart. Big and open. Everything has permission to come and go in the space of the present moment, the space of the mind. Even heavy moods, if that's how it is now, or contracted mind states, if that's how it is now. Even those heavy states are allowed to come and go in the space of the mind. In fact, isn't that really the definition of space? Is it doesn't really care, it doesn't really matter what comes and goes. Space is quite willing to let whatever comes and goes to come and go. So if you do notice any resistance, any struggling going on, notice how that struggling or that resistance is happening in the space of the mind, in the space of the present moment. So as a meditation object, we're learning to attune to this intuitive sense of space, wide, open, non-interfering, non-judging space of the mind. As if it were some great space of tenderness, kindness that understands the lawfulness of whatever it is that's coming and going. Thoughts, sensations, sounds, moods. Everything has permission. Everything is workable. and with a lot of understanding and compassion. Notice when the mind gets lost in this drama or that drama, caught up in some kind of story about our life. And the mind, in a sense, loses all of its space, all of its ease and non-attachment. It's all sticky, heavy, entangled. But at some point the mind recognizes, sort of notices how contracted things are, feels it in the body, sees it in the mind. If it's possible to be accepting, possible to feel the yuckiness of the mind having been just lost in thought, then things will begin to open back up. Just thoughts being known, just emotions being known, sensations and sounds being known. All of these experiences being known here in the space of the mind, the space of the present moment. Like a big sky, vast, no boundaries. In the vast space, the different conditions of the moment come and go. Sounds, thoughts, sensations, sights. So again, we're letting the direct intuitive sense of now, of space of the mind, we're letting this be the object of attention. See if you can remember in a continuous way the space of the present moment or the space of the mind in which things are coming and going. We don't need to be for or against the different objects that come and go, thoughts or sounds or whatever. Just let them take their own path of arising and then passing away. Don't need to fix anything, just sustaining the sense of space, the space of the here and now, space of the mind that knows what's coming and going. be willing to begin again and again, meditating on the space, the open, balanced, even space of the mind, space of wisdom that lets things come and go. Space of the mind that's not for or against anything. noticing and reflecting on this intuitive sense of space here and now. See if you can keep this sense of space in mind as a meditative theme as we continue. Remember, you don't have to worry about the thoughts and other objects of experience that come and go. Just let them come and go. Keep this sense, this intuitive sense of space in mind. It's okay to be interested. For example, is there a boundary or an edge to the mind now? Normally, the habit of the mind is to focus on a particular object of experience that's coming and going. But in this meditation, we're remembering the space of the mind in which the different objects are coming and going. So the actual objects are less important, but that they're arising and passing away here in the space of knowing, the space of the mind. be especially interested to notice that at the end of a thought, it's come, it expresses itself, and then it ends. Notice that very clear sense of space or silence when the thought has finished expressing itself. Where there's the sound of my voice, and then it ends. And the sense of space remains. Where there's a specific sensation in the body that arises and then ceases, and there again is that sense of space. And the sit by ringing the bell 3 times. So we can just let the mind be receptive to the sound of the bell. And then notice when the sound ceases, that sense of space. So notice this for each strikes of the bell.